This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Also want to say a big shout out to Jake Murren, who the Assassin's Apprentice.
How do you say that last name?
Jake Murren.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
Jake Murren.
Wanted to make sure.
Not Murren. Not Helen Mirren, Jake Murren.
Just want to make sure. He hasn't been working here for like 3 years.
It's true. Or, as a lot of people got that one wrong, and Meredith Kate of the 2020s. Hi, JP. How you doing?
I was focused on Ken getting that one wrong, but neither here nor there.
I was focused on Keith.
Oh, so Keith got it wrong too?
Yes.
Oh, you know, I'm a company man. I retract my statements. I guess it's a hard name.
Well, I'm about to ask Keith for a big ask in the next break.
I guess it's a hard name. A lot of people could struggle with that name, couldn't they?
Now, it's a bad look for Keith to get that one wrong. It's worse.
Didn't he get it wrong?
In fairness, Ken could have just gotten Jake's name wrong today, just in like that thing that you do when you don't like people, so you slight them.
I don't think that's what that was.
I'm slightly convinced that that's what people are doing with Shador. I'm not saying Kevin Coogler did it.
It sounds like you're saying
morning,
Kevin Coogler did
but
it.
But I do think there are people who are being like, Shador. Yeah, Shador Sanders. It's like, okay, you're being I almost said oblique. That's not great. What's the line from Shawshank? Man, I guess it is easy to take people out of context.
Is that going to be our default all day today?
Taking out of context. Struggle?
Man, it is easy just to take people out of context.
Yeah.
No, it is. I got a little distracted for a second there. Not that it's like massive breaking news. Amari Cooper is going to retire. My brain was like, wait a second, Amari Cooper is retiring?
Didn't he just sign with the Raiders?
Yeah, that's it though. So it's no Raiders, no more. It's Amari Cooper's informed the team after being there for just a few days.
Hey,
no longer interested.
A lot of people get lost in the desert. A lot of people spend 5 days in Las Vegas and lose their sense of self and don't know their head from their ass.
Which is, it's funny because for months I just kept telling anybody that would listen that the person that I talked to that had been around Cooper was basically telling me the entire time that his knees were shot.
His knees
looked like oatmeal. He had nothing left. And everyone would be like, oh, he'd be great here and here. And I'm like, I don't think you didn't hear me.
Do you think Amari just didn't know the team was in Las Vegas? I mean, he was an Oakland Raider, and then he's like, oh, the Raiders want me back, and then he showed up in Oakland, and there were no Raiders, and was like, I guess I'll retire.
He's like, Mark lied to me about the location once again.
I can't do this.
He'd need to be like Lieutenant Dan. He needs some new legs.
So I think at some point we're going to have to defend Jake Murren here in a moment, but football's back, and I'm just going to go on the record. Is even though I don't think the Browns are going to be a great team this year, I'm incredibly excited about the Cleveland Browns, and I'm incredibly excited about the NFL season. I don't I don't necessarily distinguish between the two, but I feel like I'm on an island on that of somebody who's equally excited about the Browns as I am the NFL season.
Yeah, I've always centered myself more towards just being excited about the Browns only because we just spend so much time around it and we talk about it. I mean, I think people understand because they just see the slot as 2 to 7, but it legitimately is 20 plus hours if we just use it conservatively, talking about the Browns, thinking about the Browns. And that's not even, it's not really even putting the amount of time we think about the Browns in the equation as well, because we do prep work before we come here. We have meetings before we have the shows.
This is becoming Steiner math very, very quickly.
A lot of hours we spend on the Browns, though. So it'd be hard for me to be like, I'm more excited about the NFL than I am the Browns. But it's close.
Yeah, I will say I've had enough conversations with everybody else who's been like, football's back. I'm like, what's your Browns prediction? It's like, I'm so excited for the Eagles-Cowboys tonight.
Yeah, or they have...
I'm like, this is like an 8.5-point line. This is, if you're more excited about this game tonight than you are about the Browns-Bengals on Sunday, which is a 5.5-point line, I kind of think that maybe we've skewed too far in one direction on the Browns' disappointment and anger.
This game might stink, obviously, but it was like tomorrow where I was telling you, I'm like, oh, yeah, you have band. I get you want to watch your kid and everything. But when the high school football game is going on, you're going to be locked into Herbert versus Mahomes. That is a primetime matchup. That is as good. Like, I'm so excited for tomorrow night. I can't
it's taking place in the Southern Hemisphere. I will not be watching.
Am I in on Brazil games? No. But am I in on Herbert versus Mahomes on the moon? Yes. I don't care where they play that game. I want to see
Brazil, but I am out on Brazilian American football games.
Put him on Mars. I don't care. I'm ready to see Mahomes versus Herbert. Like that, I just get so excited thinking about it. I get excited thinking about 4 out of the next 5 days we're gonna have NFL on our TV in some form, in some fashion. Like there's a lot of answers that questions that I want answered.
Now, that being said, I completely poo-pooed the Eagles-Cowboys game. I am excited to see this, mostly because I think if the Cowboys are going to surprise anyone, it actually happens tonight, where the Eagles are 8.5-point favorites. Give me the Cowboys and them points. Come on now. Who's coming with me?
Not me.
Who's coming with me?
Couldn't be further.
8.5 points?
Couldn't be
You're
further.
Treating the Cowboys like it's week 7 for the Browns. Like, what are we doing here? You're dumb. That Eagles defense is not what it was last year. And I will tell you, the Cowboys offense might be the only good thing about them this year. Bang, biscuit, let's go.
Good for you. I'm happy that you got there.
Boom, shakalaka, let's go.
I'm happy that you got. I'm excited. Woo! I'm excited for the
let's
game.
Let's go. I'm just trying any kind of idiom to throw at you.
I mean, they're not idiom? Even going out there for the banner raising. Oh. They're doing all sorts of, the Eagles are just not even.
That might be an idiom.
You might be an idiom and replace the M at the end of that with a T in a second.
Beep, beep, beep. You're dumb.
Pew, 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 pew,
ridiculous pew, pew, start to the show. Why can't Ken and Anthony pull this and misrepresent what we're saying?
Because there's nothing to misrepresent.
Nah, you cut it in a way that makes it sounds like it makes sense. That's what I'm saying. Now, I would like to point out to Steve and Radu on Twitter.
Your guy Radu.
Obtuse. Obtuse was the word I was looking for.
Okay.
My bad. Thank you for both of them. And, of course, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Very, very great. I'm taking the Cowboys and the points, and I'm putting a pin in it.
Okay. I mean, I'm happy that you're taking them straight up, or you're just taking with the points?
With the points.
You're not really putting yourself out there as being like, I'm going to take what Vegas is giving me. With the point, like Vegas sets the lines for a reason.
This is the second time
they set the lines for. It's not like
in 24 hours that I've been accused of not guaranteeing hard enough.
You're not really putting it out there, yeah. By being like,
I guarantee the Browns won't get
the 8.5 points. Oh, whoa, easy over there.
I guarantee the Browns wouldn't get blown out on Sunday, and that wasn't enough for Kennedy this morning.
You're telling me you're taking it straight up, and you're just taking the plus money given to you on the Cowboys. Then we're having a conversation. You're telling
me
even you're betting it down to 8.5, down to let's say 2.5. I'm like, oh, whoa, belief in the Cowboys you have, okay. But you're like, oh, I'm giving the Vegas 8.5 spread as if it's some sort of big decision here.
Yeah, because not a lot of people have the scones to do it.
A lot of people have the scones to say, I'll take 8.5 points.
To do it.
Not even how Vegas works.
I just feel like at this point, I'm like Larry the Cable Guy. I'll tell you what.
As long as you got your catchphrase at the end.
All right, now we do have to defend Jake. Because there was a travesty on air today.
Was it a travesty?
Yeah, well, and it wasn't when the morning show played a piece of sound from yesterday's show and then completely missed what was actually said in the show.
Yeah, that was not great.
Yeah, that was not great. That was just not listening. But that's fine. They don't listen to each other on their own damn show. Why would they listen to the piece of sound that they play of ours? To me, if you guys haven't heard it, let's go ahead and play the piece of sound from yesterday's show that the morning show then turned into a giant kerfuffle with myself having to call in with shots fired at damn near everybody at the station. I think the Browns are going to be a very competitive 3-5 win team, and that starts this weekend. And yeah, I think they have a decent chance to beat the Bengals. Sorry, no, I think they have a better chance to beat the Bengals. A far better. I'll go one step further.
Okay.
I think the only if given a Browns win or the Browns get blown out on Sunday, there's only one option, and it's a Browns win. I'm going to rubber stamp it with a guarantee, knowing that this sound will be played against me in the damn future. Now, what I didn't think was going to be played against me in the future was people taking that as me guaranteeing a Browns win. Like,
fair
to
response.
Everyone's credit,
yeah, fair response.
You actually hear, if given the two choices, the Browns getting blown out or the Browns win, I'll guarantee a Browns win. That is not how the Morning Boys heard it today.
No, it's not. It's not how they heard it.
Then that led to Keith texting you and I. Keith was very upset about it. I think you were hotter about it than I was. But mostly, I called in. We squashed it. We were fine.
Well, I was hot about it just on your defense was all. I don't like when I get taken out of context, and I had an opportunity to stick up for you there, and I took it.
You've watched Band of Brothers recently, and we appreciate
it. That's all it was.
So we were good.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
950, when the pylon began, not content with piling on their own producer every single day, they took a swipe, and Papa Bear's going to have to show up on this one.
Mitch, is this doctored audio? What happened here?
This is not doctored audio from what I have gathered.
What a beat,
I had gathered the clip that was initially in the afternoon drive folder, but I will go back next time and get the original audio and make sure to play
it
in full.
You're saying whoever clipped it for the afternoon show, you're saying they clipped it wrong.
I'm not blaming anybody in particular. I am just saying that particular clip was cut short.
You say in particular, funny. But I'm not going to blame you. I'm going to blame Jake Mirren. I think Jake Mirren set out to sabotage.
A saboteur in the ranks.
I think it's a deep state inside job by the producer and Nick Wilson show.
Even after you said he was a fine producer. Wow.
I know.
I want to let the record be straight here. I'm not blaming Mitch on this one. Like you guys said, this is on Mirren. Bad job.
One, it's Mirren. Jake Mirren.
He's been here for 3 years.
Yeah, he's been here and he's been the producer on this show for almost a full year. Jake Murren. That one vexed me a little bit after the Shador sound where Kevin Kugler can't say Shador Sanders for the love of God. Now, two, and we're going to let Jake in here because I think Jake should be able to speak for himself on this one. Initially hearing the initial piece of sound, do I think that a slight bit of sound added on at the end makes it dummy proof? Yes. Do I think you should need that piece of sound to understand I wasn't guaranteeing a week one win? No, I don't. You just need to open up your damn ears on this one. Now, Jake Murren, you've been castigated. And one, we stand up for you. Two, it is not your fault, but we cede the floor to Jake Murren, who feels under attack this day.
Yeah, something you said there, Nick, that I think I'm most upset by. It isn't even the fact that they aimed their shots at me and took shots at me and just blamed me for the whole thing. What I'm most upset by is they played that initial clip not one time. They played it three times trying to understand the context to it when, like you said, and you pointed out there, Nick, you said, if given the two options, either Browns win or Browns get blown out, you're going to rubber stamp guarantee the Browns would win if given those two options. And for whatever reason, after playing that clip three times, neither one of them got that premise. And like you said, too, adding that little bit at the end of it makes it dummy proof. But I'm sorry, I don't think that clip needs dummy proofed at all.
Ooh, all right. Now, can we also point out that just because it's in somebody's folder doesn't mean that's a rubber stamp it's cut well. Just like you don't know why somebody cut something, that's clearly, sort of way.
That's clearly, if we're going to put some of the blame back on Mitch, it's clearly where it needs to reside in, right? Is the idea that, Jake, you cut that up so that if on Monday they do, in fact, the Browns get blown out, we could play it in the open, we could have fun with it, and we could be like, here we go. Yeah. You did not cut that up for Mitch just to take it and then just not even listen to it and then just send it out there.
And what about the Lima part? Because you put this, you brought this up in the pre-show meeting about the Lima thing.
Yeah, Lima claimed that he listened to the first segment of yesterday's show. And I think that's where I get a little defensive about it, too. It's because, as you guys said, when you brought up the topic yesterday, you gave me credit for coming up with the topic. It was something I was proud of. We had a great first segment on the topic of what would surprise you most, a Browns win or the Browns getting blown out in week one by the Bengals. And I even put out that poll on Afternoon Drive's X account there. And Owen read that on air today, and they still messed it up and still didn't say the correct options. They said Browns close game. Well, that's not an interesting topic, guys. You guys agreed that this Browns game could be close. Jake. No one's disagreeing on this Browns game and if it could be close or not.
Be careful, friend.
No, stop it.
What makes it interesting...
Let that man cook! Let him cook!
As I was telling Mac before the show,
Make a spicy fajita!
You never know who you'll eventually work with at some point in life. Be careful what you say.
You'll never work with them. You're only my producer.
What makes the topic interesting is that it's two polar opposite things that you can click on or that you can subscribe to, whether you think the Browns are going to get blown out and that's a higher chance of them winning or vice versa. And you guys disagreed on that. And we had a great first segment of the show yesterday on that topic. And if you look at the clip that I saved in our folder yesterday, you guys have the rundown right in front of you.
Let him cook.
Do one of you guys want to say what that clip is titled?
Oh,
that clip is titled.
What is it? I honestly don't have the rundown in front of me.
Yeah.
I really don't. I truthfully don't.
I'm playing dumb for radio.
No, I really don't.
It is titled Yesterday's Date, Wilson 01 guarantees the Browns don't get blown out. Not guaranteeing a Browns win, but for whatever reason, again, having to play that three times, still not understand the context of it. And then, Nick, you having to call in to clear the air.
The defense rests.
Pew, 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 pew. And also say my name right.
Yeah! Woo! Bang biscuit! Hell yeah, Jake Murren. By the way, you guys should have heard him off air. Jake, very good stuff. I feel satiated. I feel like... Is somebody got a cigarette? Can we just replay this segment for the next 5 hours? Because I don't want this feeling to go away. It's like the first time I went to Disney World and the girl gave me a kiss. Like, it was awesome.
Is that what happened at Disney World?
No comment. A gentleman never tells.
I don't know about
that. Now, here's the only problem. I don't want to blame Mitch because as you heard in the clip that we played, Mitch is already a broken man. Mitch gets blamed for everything that happens on that show.
Mitch sounded like after the mic ended, after the segment ended, he was just getting ready to just be berated and was just like, I guess I'll just quit on the spot now. I guess I'll just be done working here. And so that man laid down and died in that moment.
I will say it is not Jake Murren's fault. you put stuff up better, do a better job of representing stuff, and also don't just trust whatever's in a folder. But I also don't want to say it's Mitch's fault, because we're Team Mitch here. Mitch, please.
Are we Team Mitch?
And we're not Team Mitch.
I'm not against
Mitch.
He
doesn't work on our show.
Not really for Mitch at the moment either. You're Switzerland with Shador. I'm Switzerland with Mitch, but some days I'm leaning towards not. I mean, it's
spin Switzerland. Yeah. We'll stick and move. That was not great. But by the way, Mitch is treated just by not being not pro Mitch or not negative Mitch. You're somehow pro Mitch.
Okay, that's the spin we want to take on. Sure.
Steiner Math, 216-474-0092.
Jake, I noticed you left out some key words that you said before the show about the gentleman in the morning.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I just have to dummy proof the clips a little bit more. That's all.
We kind of lost it there.
I'll leave it at that.
We kind of lost it there a little bit there.
I think you just called him dumb. I think that was about as strong as it gets. I don't know. He said you got to dummy proof some clips. You're calling them dumb. I mean, that's about as direct as it gets.
That's not how I heard it.
I said be careful. That's what you come out with?
He said dummy proof. Jeez, he didn't say anyone was a dummy.
You never know when Nick is going to ship you off to the morning show and all of a sudden you're working for Anthony Lima. You never know.
I believe I called him my producer. I mean, that's a lot of ownership.
I was giving you the directive there. You're the one that makes the decisions. So if you want to ship him off, all of a sudden, and you're in the mornings, and then you're working for Anthony.
I don't think that's happening. Are you more excited about the NFL than the rest of the Browns season this year? Or that was an awful way of doing that. Now, I've misrepresented what I wanted to say.
You want to call him dummy-proof, too?
Quick Hits. We've got to dummy-proof the rundown. Quick Hits coming up at 2:40. John Fanta at 3. The quarterback Deadpool update coming up at 3:40. Pete Futek at 4:20. And then Browns legend Joe Thomas coming up at 5:20. You heard both pieces of audio. Who is guilty? Who is not guilty? And if we're in the business of guaranteeing wins, well, let's get down to business. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.